When, as usually, I pray what we must, what I must share today, and the verse is, "Be still and know I am God." And this is just awesome. The whole verse is, "Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And this is so beautiful because it doesn't depend on us. God will be exalted. And if you believe in him or if you don't believe in him, he will be exalted. And I'll share a little later. But on Thursday when we walk the streets in Utrecht, then I think there's so many people that just don't realize it. They think they know, they believe in some energies or they believe in crystals or even in a lot of stuff. But you know, God will be exalted. The true and only God will be exalted. I want you to I'll just share with someone next to you, who is God to you? We've heard Erna's testimony now, but if you can say it in a few words, if you can just share with one another, who is God to you? Okay, if anyone has concluded who is God to him, I would love to hear some feedback. Nothing is wrong now, you know. Is there anyone who wants to share? Richard, you smile so awesomely. Yes, protector, protection, awesome. Anyone else? Can't be true. Yeah, creator and forever. Yes, King and Father. Anyone want to add? Eunice or Rebecca? Social? Yes, he's your husband because you're single and he protects you and he takes care of you. Anyone else? Okay. Social, you want to share? He's like a guide. Oh, awesome. Yeah, he's your guide. Awesome. Okay, the first time when I heard this verse of the slide just before, "Be still and know that I'm God," me and my father-in-law had a huge difference in view. Derkan smiling. It was huge. And it lasted long and it was horrible and whatever. And then it calmed down kind of. It was a whole ripple effect in the family, and he's one of nine, so you know how it's just tough. And we carried on and we really tried our best. And then suddenly after 4 years or 5 years it flared up again. Here it comes again. And then I asked God, we stayed in Cape Town by that time, and I said, "Lord, do you want me to fly up to Pretoria?" He stayed in Warmbad. And I said, and then I'll try and discuss it again with him. Then I'll try, let us resolve this now. And God just said, "Be still and know I'm God." And I knew with talking, it's not going to work. It's not going to be. So we started praying again, and after 2 weeks, it was more or less 2 weeks, Derkan came home and he said, "My dad phoned me, And his dad doesn't phone you. It's just not his style. And Erkan got tears in her eyes and he said, my father asked forgiveness for what he's done in the family. And I can just cry again when I think of that. It's really, really a miracle. My father-in-law is not a person that ever says, I'm sorry. He's always right, even if he knows he's wrong. He will never say sorry. It was such a miracle. It was such a relief. And then you know, this is our God. Because it couldn't have been anyone else. It's just God who changed his heart. And it was just so awesome. But we're just going to look at this verse only today. So we're going to go step by step. The first one is be still and know I am God. Now be is for today, it is now, but it's also the future. Yeah? So if we hear this verse, be still, it is be still now, but also to come. And it's an ongoing thing. So if we say be friendly, be wise, be calm, it's present and future. And then if we look at be still, what does still mean? I thought, yeah, it's quiet, don't talk, because I can talk a lot, so to be quiet is quite still. But I also felt it says stop, check out your surroundings, check out where you are, check out what you're thinking, just stop with everything, just stop, be quiet. Just get everything on hold in your brain, in your thinking, in your where you walk, where you sit. Just stop doing that. And then you start grasping, who is God? Be still and know I'm God. Who is God? And then that be still is Rafa, and it means to slacken, to rest. And for me, it also means to stop worrying, to stop being anxious. Just be content. Just sit and have peace and wait upon the Lord. Just wait who he wants to be to you. Okay, so this is be still. And then it says and. So it's not just be still, it is and. So there's a second thing, and know. And this is so special. Derkan once, a few sermons back, you shared about what is knowing, that when Adam knew Eve, she got pregnant. So know is really intimate. To know God is intimate. It's not far off, and it's not, I know that Napoleon once lived, or whoever, Jan van Riebeek, or whoever. But I don't know him. I don't know him. And this is a more active knowing. It's really it's familiar to you. You have knowledge of God. And for me, it was a secure knowing, a trust, a faith. And how do you get it? And this is, how do you know God? It's in your experiences. It's in when you read his word, and his word became so special to me, because often I think I'll hear God's voice and then I wonder, is it God's voice or not? And then I'll go back to the Bible and I said, Lord, please show me where in the Bible it is. And he will never say something that's not in according to his word. So this became so precious to me. This is really my guide. As you said, Shushul, this is my fortress. This is my shelter. This is everything, because through that I learn who is God. I wanted to share this testimony when I heard I had to the sermon on be still and know I'm God. Mezen sent through the worship songs on Wednesday. And Erkan just showed me the last song. And I just knew, this is my God. This is my God. Mason doesn't know what the sermon is on. But God knows. And he guides her and he guides me, and then bam, it comes together, and ach, it's just so awesome. It's so beautiful. Okay, then the next thing is I. Be still and know I. It's not he is God, it's I. So it's very personal. It's really not far off. Be still and know I am. And here again, it's that present thing. It's today. I am God, not someone else. I am. I'm thinking here about the testimony when we had to go to someone to help for deliverance in another town, and we went there. And before that, I prayed. By the Wednesday, I think we went on the Friday, and I said, Lord, do you want me to help and assist there? Because it's God that delivers you. Now you're just a facilitator, actually. And God said, yes, but who are you? And then I thought, this is strange. So I said, Lord, I'm Renee, your daughter. And it was quiet, and I didn't hear anything more. And we went there. I don't know if I've shared it, but we went there, and at some stage it was rather tough. And and suddenly a demon spoke through that lady, and the demon said, who the if are you? And I was shocked. But immediately the Holy Spirit shared with me what I've said 2 days back. I am Renee, the daughter of God. And he didn't speak again. It was quiet. And then, God is so big, so awesome, and his authority goes through us. And then he says, I am. Who are you? If I ask you, who are you? Are you the son and the daughter of God? The next slide is, be still and know I am God. Not someone else, I'm God. Many times when we sing that song, Our Lord is higher than the highest, something like that. Voice Mason. Oh, she's not here yet. Rebecca. Then I always think of that in the Old Testament or in the Bible times, they came and offer to their gods on the high places. But our God is higher. He's just much more higher and the highest place. So it's always so wonderful to me to remember how high, how big, and how great is our God. On Thursday, we walked in Utrecht again, and there was 3 ladies, and they were watching the Dom Tower, how it was lit, and about the lights there and so on, and we spoke. And the one lady shared, she asked me, what do I believe in? And I said, in Jesus. Oh, she says, I believe in so much something bigger. And then I said, okay, and then what is bigger? Y'all didn't laugh. I kept my face. And she says, oh, I believe in Brahman and in Taoism and in Buddhism and in energies. And then I think, it's so much less than our God. Our God is so much more, and it's so much above all those things. And then it's so sad if someone thinks he thinks bigger, but it's the enemy. He makes God so small. And I just realized that you can trust and rely on God forever. You can. Sometimes it doesn't make always sense to you, but you can trust. We can trust and rely on God. And as we sang this song, he's unshakable, but we struggle sometimes. This one picture I want to show you of science. It's just to grasp how big and how awesome is God. So when we come back to be still and know I am God, it's if you think of every word and you look at this picture, yes. It's from Luigi Giglio. I think some of you know him and all the videos and DVDs that he did. And he went into, he took the photos from Hubble. And then you see, where is the sun? It is so small, and that is our sun. And then, how big is God? He made that. It is enormous. It is huge. It is fantastic. And if you look to the another one, they just I don't know how long back they found this VY Canis Majoris, something like a big dog thing. But if you see the dotted line is the Earth's orbit, the orbit around the sun. And if you compare the Earth's orbit around the sun to this, I don't know if it's a star, it is majestic. We can't really imagine how big it is. And then I think someone believes in some energy and some Taoism. And then it's, this is our God. This is our God. He is enormous. But then on the other side, Louis Giglio also shares with us the inside. I don't know if you know it, but let's first go to the one DVD of how big and how great is our God. The first one.
I want to show you one last image before we respond to him together. You say, there are no more images, Louis. Thank you. It's the Son of God crucified for my sins. There can be nothing else. Well, while I was in Durango with these students, I was just looking for something that I hadn't seen before. I was on the Hubble site searching Whirlpool images. You remember the darling of astronomy, the Whirlpool galaxy. And I just searched Whirlpool. A list of names of images came up. One of them was called the X structure at the core of the Whirlpool galaxy. Got my attention. I thought, okay. I clicked on that link and a photograph comes up, an image comes up on my computer screen, almost knocks me off of my seat. I cannot believe it. I'm just staring at it with my mouth open. It's 31 million light years away. The Hubble Space Telescope, seeing what we cannot see, has looked into the dark black hole core of the Whirlpool galaxy and sent us back a photograph. Here's what NASA sent us back from 31 million light years away, deep in the core of the Whirlpool galaxy. We get this image coming back to us. Wow! It's the X structure in the core of the Whirlpool galaxy. I'm not here to scientifically tell you it's a cross. You can make of it what you want to tonight. I'm just saying it reminds me of the Revelation writer who said, it's Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It's Jesus everywhere. It's grace everywhere you turn. It's mercy when you least expect to find it. It's God laughing in heaven when we finally got the Hubble aimed at the right place. And he goes, check this out. It's me. It's grace. It's mercy. It's kindness. It's forgiveness. Everywhere you look, it's God saying, I love you. There's grace everywhere. And long before you decided what you were going to do with God, God decided what he was going to do with you. And that was to not give you what your sins deserved, but to give his son what your sins deserved. And to give you the gift of himself and an invitation to live forever in a big, big story that is all about him. It's grace and hope. I don't know. Maybe you're here tonight looking up at a huge mountain. Maybe it's a mountain called depression or divorce or abandon or loneliness. Maybe you have been wrongly accused and have been served a huge injustice. It could be cancer or bankruptcy or the darkness of death itself. But I say to you tonight, there is nothing that this world can throw at you that can shake you out of the hand of God, who is holding the entire universe in His very palm tonight and holding you. And His grace is big enough and strong enough to hold on to you through it all, and to bring you through it all, and to bring you to the very end of it all, still loving Him and rejoicing in His goodness, even in the darkness. And you can trust Him tonight. Oh, we haven't seen everything we've wanted to see from God. I haven't in my life. But we've seen enough to trust Him fully for the rest of our days. It's love so amazing and love so divine. It demands, deserves, should get back our soul and our life and our all. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Creator of all things, Savior of the world. Thank you for astronomical grace for teeny tiny people like us to buy us back and rescue us into your arms for this day and for every day, forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen.
I just thought he could say it so much better than me. So I hope this helped you to grasp a little better who is our God, and that we can be still and know He is our God. And then there's another small clip which I also want to show you, also of Louis Giglio. So yeah, that's the last one. Thanks.
And I'll tell you how you can know tonight that God will always hold you together, no matter what. It's by looking a little deeper into the human body. And it's a little protein molecule called laminin. That's about what I felt the first time I heard that. Long story short, the tour was winding down last time around. We were in Tyler, Texas. The night was over. A guy walks up to me. I wish I could tell you the whole story. It was so of God. Introduces himself to me. Says, how are you doing? I just want to say hello. I said, it's nice to meet you. He says, you guys winding the tour down. Where are you going to go from here? I said, well, I'm on my way back home to Atlanta, Georgia. He said, well, what's next for you? I said, I'm going to be preaching the next two Sundays for my pastor back in Atlanta. He said, oh, cool. What are you preaching on? I said, well, the series is on the glory of God in the human body. He said, that's really amazing. I'm a molecular biologist at the university down the road. Give me your talk. And I was like, oh, wow. I wasn't quite yet ready to unload the talk for a molecular biologist. So I kind of stumbled through what I had, and he's kind of being kind and gracious and like, uh-huh, that's good. And then he says, well, what's your big left hook? You got to have a left hook, a big finish, right? I said, I don't have a left hook yet. He said, oh, Louie. Oh, man, your left hook is laminin. And I'm totally blank on laminin. And he goes, Louie, it's a cell adhesion molecule, protein molecule. Do you know about proteins? I'm like, no. He said, Louis, cells organize into certain molecular structures, and that determines what protein there are. There are between 10 and 60,000 proteins in the human body. We don't even know how many proteins are in the human body. But one of them is a cell adhesion molecule. It's organized into this certain structure, and that tells the cell what its job is in the body. And this one is a cell adhesion molecule. And I'm like, all right. He said, no, Louis, it's like the rebar of the human body. The steel they put in the concrete when they lay the foundations of things, it's that stuff. It's holding your membranes together. It's the glue of the human body, Louis. It's laminin. You got to tell them about laminin. And And I'm like, I promise you, I'm going home and tell them about laminin. And I'm sure when I do, revival is going to sweep across the church and probably around the world when I tell them. He said, no, 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 no. You got to see laminin. I'm like, okay, let's see it. He said, no, no, no. You need to go look it up online. You need to go Google laminin. I'm like, I don't even know how to spell laminin. Takes his card out. He writes on the back, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. Okay, I cannot wait to get to my computer and get on Google, click on images, type in laminin, and I'm waiting, and these little thumbnails come up on the screen, and I'm like, wow, that's laminin? The cell adhesion molecule. Woo! I am so excited. I am beside myself. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I love laminin. I'm so fired up. You should see laminin, I guess. That's the thing, right? Okay. Here is a scientific diagram of the laminin cell adhesion molecule that's holding your body together right now. Okay, this is what I found right here. No, come on. That's crazy. That's just crazy. Can't believe it. I emailed that guy back so fast. I'm like, wow, 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 wow. What in the world? He said, you want to see an actual laminin molecule? I'm like, oh no, man. The diagram was cool for me. I'm happy with that. Don't bother sending anything else. I'm like, yes. And he sends me this image, an electron microscopic image of an actual laminin protein molecule. It looks just like this. How crazy is that? That the stuff that holds our bodies together, that's holding the lining of your organs together, holding your skin on, is in the perfect shape of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And immediately I'm thinking about the words of Paul in Colossians 1. You know this beautiful passage where Paul's talking about the supremacy of Christ and the sufficiency of Christ. He says, for by him, talking about Jesus Christ, all things have been created, things in heaven and things on earth. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. But then the next verse goes on to say this. It's crazy. And he, Jesus, is before all things, and in him, that is in Jesus Christ, all things hold together. That's right. It's right there. I'm like, of course they do. Of course they do. Everything holds together in Jesus Christ. And he goes on at the end of this paragraph, and he just tells the story of grace. He says, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through Christ to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on a cross.
Thanks. I think these two videos speak for themselves. Who is our God? In the universe and in a tiny itty-bitty cell in ourselves. And that God, yeah, made it in a cross image is just awesome. I was thinking about the next slide. Okay, let's show it. It's a little downcomer. I just want to quickly tell you that the Greek mythology uses that one with the snakes and the little wings often for medicine and doctors and hospitals. It's not to be confused. It's not the laminin. It's how the enemy works. So thank you. I just want you all to close your eyes and let's just think and be still. Father, thank you that we can be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. Father, thank you. We struggle to grasp you, Father. You are so immense and so big. But in this all, we want to be still and know that you are God. It's you and you alone. Thank you, Lord. And while our eyes are closed, and I just want to ask, if there's anyone who actually in his mind made God so small, and so, not always, but sometimes, and really just didn't understand how big is God, that you can just come and share with God, or just give it to God and say, God, I missed it. I don't even grasp it now, but I missed it. You are so big and so enormous, and I want to be still, and I want to try and grasp it. Father, and thank you that you help us. Thank you for images you give us. Thank you for words. Thank you that you will impart now in everyone a thinking or a picture that will be who you are to that person. Thank you, Lord, that we can give you all honor. We can give you all glory. And we just know you are God. In the name of Jesus.